This is Warren Smith. I'm the chairman of the Mountain View Nordic Ski Club.
Warren, it is a winter time here, and obviously it has been a very cold winter. We've had lots of snow, so you know, how are the conditions out there for the Mountain View Nordic Ski Club on your trails in the town of Olds and in Mountain View County?
Well, at this point, they're mediocre, I would say. There's some very good skiing, and there's some good skiing, and there's not so good, because really, when you get a snowfall like we had this week, where the snow comes in sideways and Mother Nature doesn't spread it evenly, it gets piled in various places. So it's a bit challenging that way, and that's one of the challenges that we have as a ski group, is maintaining our trails and trying to farm the snow to the best possible conditions that we can throughout the season. So it's always a work in progress, but we have lots of fun doing it and experiencing the trails.
You bet. So tell us a little bit about the trails. How many do you have here in the town of Olds? And tell us a little bit about the new one that you have in Mountain View County.
Right. Let's start with the county trails. You know, we had a spectacular trail set up along the Little Red Deer River previously, but new ownership caused us to have to look elsewhere. So southwest of town, just off Township Road 324, between Range Roads 30 and 31, on private land, we have about 7 kilometers of track set trails. It is primarily through forest, if you can imagine, and it's not really hilly, but it does have some ups and downs. If you look at, I guess, where Rice's Coulee is, it's directly south of there. And so you get the drainage into the coulee, and so you get some topography that makes it more interesting for skiing. And we have about 7 kilometers of trails there on, I guess, forest, meadowland, and a little bit on a farmer's field. In town, Galen, we have connected two areas, the O.R. Hedges Park area, south of the gazebo, and some trails in there go through the campground along the back of the Olds Regional Exhibition, and then meet up with 57th Avenue, I guess is what I'm looking for, 57th Avenue area. And you can park at either end and ski back and forth. About 5 kilometers of trails in there.
The Mountain View Nordic Ski Club itself, Warren, approximately how many members do you have? And, you know, just tell us a little bit about the organization.
Historically, we've had just a handful of individuals that have looked after the trails and relied on volunteers and donations to keep us going. And it's been very successful. But we're in a situation where we thought, if we're going to have sustainability, we really need to be a club. So we're a first-year club, and we have about 80 members. And the membership is diverse. You know, it's individuals, it's couples, it's families, and it's people who want to ski, and not just from Olds, Galen. They're from throughout the Mountain View County and maybe Red Deer County areas, people who are looking for a place to ski.
Do you have a goal as a club, Warren?
No, we have a mission, I guess, really. And our mission is really to provide opportunities for people in the area to ski on accessible track set trails. And I guess to encourage winter outdoor activity. With the advent of the COVID, it's just magnified it so much, in the sense that we probably have 3 times as much interest as there would have been previously. People look for something to do. Let's get outdoors. We can't be indoors. Let's get outdoors. And once they discover it, they say, hey, this is a lot of fun. We can do this, and there's a place to do it. And that's our big goal, Galen, is to make sure there's a place for people to ski.
That's excellent. If people want to find out more information about the club, where can they go, Warren?
Well, they can go to the website, which is mvnordicskiclub.ca. And there's information there that gives them directions to ski areas, how to become a member, and regular blog information about trail conditions and so on. For example, I blogged on there today after I set the town trails, and I also did a blog today on waxing, because I've been getting a lot of questions on that topic.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add at this time?
Well, I would like to say that we're really dependent on volunteers to make this kind of thing work, as I'm sure you know. And we're also dependent on private landowners who are willing to share their land, let us make trails and maintain trails. And the town of Olds is very supportive as well. You know, we have the trails in the town, and the town cooperates with us as they can, and in fact makes a donation towards our success. I would also like to say that volunteers serve in so many ways. We have volunteers on the board. We have people who come attend work parties in the autumn to get the trails ready. We have a dedicated small team of track setters who track set after each windstorm or snowstorm. One more thing for you, and that is to express some gratitude to our citizens. You know, we have the trails in town, and lots of people like to walk where we make the trails. They walk their dogs, and they have little hikes themselves, and people are so good about not walking on the ski tracks, because when you walk on the ski tracks, it degrades them, and it's not as pleasant an experience. We sometimes do have problems with vehicles. You know, this year, for example, we've had two trucks and two quads who destroyed about a kilometer of trails in the town, and it's hard not to be bitter about that, but, you know, as time passes, we've been doing this for a long time, it's getting better and better. There's more respect for the opportunities for other people, and that's good to see.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the update on what's happening and some outdoor activity here in our community with the Mountain View Nordic Ski Club, Warren.
Okay. Glad to help. Bye-bye.